Before we start today's episode, just to let you know, you can now nominate for the 2025 Northern Power Women Awards to be in with a chance of celebrating with changemakers, trailblazers and advocates on the 3rd of March 2025. Nominate now at wearepower.net.
Power Women Podcast. For your career and your life, no matter what business you're in.
Hello and welcome to the Northern Power Women Podcast and the finale in our Leveling Up season. I'm your host, Simone Roche, and in this season, I've been speaking to so many of our Northern Power Women community and how they are leveling up from the North. Now, I know that leveling up has been quite the buzzword, but we were definitely ahead of the trend when we published our Leveling Up by Powering On report in September of 2020. It's now a year on and we're ready to publish the progress report, in which we have highlighted how our community has endeavoured to deliver on the three asks. Now, to give you a sneak preview of what progress report will entail, I am joined by my partner in crime of all things leveling up and power circles, Alex Cousins. Welcome, Alex.
Hello.
It's exactly a year ago yesterday, I think, since Alex founded Alex Cousins Consulting, specialising in business development and transformation consultancy. With over 30 years working for both the public and private sector, major corporates, third sector, helping businesses to grow and transform. Alex is also a non-exec for the Arena Convention Centre and the Exhibition Centre here in Liverpool, is a board member of the fantastic Joyful Dementia Daycare Centre, Me to You, and of course, is one of our shining lights on the Northern Power Women Steering Board. Alex has been so fundamental in shaping our Leveling Up agenda at Northern Power Women and came along with me for the ride when we conducted a series of power circles with over 150 cross-sector female senior leaders last year. Do you remember that, Alex? How many destinations did we get to and not even on a train? Welcome.
It was brilliant. It was brilliant not having to travel.
Just seeing those faces, wasn't it, and that connectivity, which is, I suppose it's the heart of everything that we do at Northern Power Women. We wanted to wrap an arm around, didn't we, and start those conversations. It's been amazing. So we've all got different definitions of what leveling up means, but how would you define it and what does it mean to you?
Well, I think leveling up is about people. It is about transport and it is about geographies, etc., but it's about people. And it's leveling up against race, gender and age. They're the people who have been most impacted by the pandemic and need more support to level up. So it's about people for me.
And we've got our big launch of the progress report this week. But before we tease that, I just want to reflect on the three asks that we had when we delivered the report last year. So we started, didn't we, with asking for seats at the table. And we've had a massive response in the survey that we've put out there. But I think that where was the premise? Why did we start with seats at the table?
You need seats on the table so your voice can be heard and you can affect policy and affect change. And if you're not around the table, you can't offer your views. And diversity is key, isn't it? So seat at the table is like a real key driver.
I know, and I think what I loved is as we had sort of these conversations on our power circles, there became that passion. It's like, it was not just one table or not just one seat. It was people bringing folding chairs and picnic tables, wasn't it, to make sure that we all had a voice where those big decisions were being made from. So I think that definitely started, didn't it? It started a sort of almost a little mini movement of people. You know, we would drop in, wouldn't we, into the WhatsApp groups, you know, look at this opportunity. There's a non-exec here. There's a governor position here. There's a volunteer role here. And actually the community sort of lapped them up, didn't they?
Oh, my goodness. So the report will show how many seats we got at the table. And we got quite a few. And also not just getting our seats at the table. We were helping other people get seats at the table as well. So it's amazing when you'll see the report, the types of panels our network have got on and what they've managed to achieve, including yourself. And, yeah,
actually, both of us. Yeah, exactly. But I think it is important. And it's one of those, we all have that. I talked at an event last night about sort of personal brand, and it's that almost that imposter syndrome can get in the way. Oh, not me. I haven't got enough experience or whatever. But actually, we've all got something. We've all got our own lived experience in one form that we can take to that table. And I think when we talked about lived experience, that was one of the reasons that we identified investment in female-led and Black, Asian and minority-led businesses as well, because, you know, they're so heavily and dramatically underinvested in that. That's why we put that on one of our asks, didn't we, as well, because of those statistics being really dire.
Yeah. Do you know, there's report after report, review after review, the Parker review, the Rose review, you know, you can list them all. And they all say the same thing, that if we had diversity on boards, the GDP was increased. And the numbers that they come out with, are massive. It's like £34 billion would be added to the economy if we levelled up around race. Another in the city region alone, £230 million in Liverpool city region would be added to the city region GDP if we levelled up around gender. These are big numbers. And so when people are talking about levelling up and increasing productivity for UK PLC, they're missing a trick if they don't include women and Black, Asian, minority and ethnic people. So, you know, level up.
It's crazy. Yeah, listen to those figures. Listen to those figures and read what's in the progress report. And finally, and definitely by no means least, was the investment in future talent. You know, we created an Innovated with a Northern Power Futures podcast. We asked young people what was bothering them and went out to businesses to ask them to respond. And the premise and the purpose of that was really to sort of demonstrate to young people that they weren't on their own, and the business world and the organisations out there really cared. And equally on the other side, we wanted the businesses and academics and leaders to be able to hear directly what was bothering. And we, you know, and this is so important for us, that we do not want to have this forgotten generation, do we? We do not want to have this forgotten COVID generation because of the impact that it's had on studying, early careers, networking. So I know the future piece features heavily, doesn't it, in all our discussions last year, and absolutely, and what we're doing going forward.
Yeah, definitely. And again, the report will show all the things that our community have been doing. And this might be the largest piece of activity. I think people have really reached out to the under 25s because they've been the most really the group that has been severely affected. And you know, the people who, like us, have been around the block a few times, we've suffered things that have happened in the past and we've got on with it. But this is their first probably big issue that they've had to deal with. And I think everyone's wrapped their arms around it. So the report, you'll see the amount of things that we've been doing in our network to really support the early careers and the under 25. So great.
So the progress report takes part this week on the 7th of December. If you're listening to this after the 7th of December, please check in the show notes and you'll be able to see the link to the YouTube clip that we will be recording, so you won't miss out. But what is the focus on this year's report, Alex? Can you share that with us? Because you've been heavily at the heart of this.
Well, we want to get the nation mentoring. That's it. That's in a nutshell. It was... Mentoring is one thing that helps all groups. That's what we found through the Power Up Mentoring. All the things that we've done last year, that was the one thing that really affected everyone. So if you were like me, you know, recently redundant in the 50s, helping to mentor really instilled confidence back in myself. I could see that I did still have value and I could help and share that. You saw people in the early careers getting jobs, getting opportunities. You saw businesses that came together actually having like a bit of a recruitment talent pool in front of their eyes, you know, helping them to see the youngsters and listen to the youngsters. So it is about mentoring. Mentoring is just, if we do one thing and we get the whole nation mentoring, that is the one thing we should do. And mentoring, as we'll go on to in the report, is the one thing that does help with productivity. And productivity is about levelling up, and levelling up is about productivity. So mentoring.
It's almost like we're going to become the Joe Wicks of mentoring. Is that what you're saying, Alex?
Yeah. And you know, the thing about the Joe Wicks of mentoring is that it's accessible. you know, you don't have to have, you can have qualifications in mentoring and coaching, but you can just have your life skills and just a network that will help other people support. So, yeah, it is the Joe Wicks, because anyone can do it. I could do the Joe Wicks last year. The PE is supposed to be so easy, and anyone can join in that are mentoring, the power of mentoring, and that's what I love about it.
And you just reminded me actually of it was exactly a year ago where we did a session out at our friends up at MSP Virtual Studios, and you had young Matt with you. Do you remember in the studio? And we'd had a whole virtual mentoring program, and then we did a live interview, didn't we, with yourself and Matt. And we asked him, he's a young guy, just graduated, had come back from a ski season, I think, because obviously COVID cut it short, and you picked him up to mentor him, and just to offer that arm round, which you do so, you know, fabulously. But you know, the way he talked about your support and the way you talked about him, what did it mean to you?
Oh, it was great to hear that. I mean, I wasn't expecting it, to be honest. I was just helping him out, and I suppose that's the thing, that you just don't think that at the time. You don't go into mentoring to feel great, but actually you end up feeling great when you hear people say thanks very much. And he's doing well now. He's got a job, and I think he's been promoted as well, so it's just like brilliant. But I remember myself as an early career, my big leap was leaving Liverpool and going to London, and I didn't know anyone in London, and I got a mentor, and he probably doesn't realise how much he meant to me and how he helped with my career, because he was on the end of the phone and he could help me, you know, in the big world of London, you know, knowing no one. So it was great.
And this is why our ask is so sort of quite simple, really, you know, in as much as sometimes it's that natural mentor. We had Jan Brown on the podcast a couple of weeks ago from Liverpool John Moores University, talking about the impact that the mentoring has had on her 600 students, and the fact that this literal introduction to the world of what does a real life working person look like. That's what we're trying to do. In the last 12 months, we've enabled 9,500 conversations, and that is phenomenal, you know, because that's what it's about, is trying to connect. It's the connectivity of what we do, the Power Network and the Futures Network and the Women Network we've been doing over the last few years. But, you know, so we have a big ambition, don't we, Alex? And we've got a letter in the offing, haven't we, that we're just penning. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah. Do you know, so I was reading through a lot of stuff around levelling up and that. And, you know, I looked at Michael Gove, what he said. You know, he says, we want to strengthen local leadership to drive real change. We will raise living standards, especially where they are lower. We will improve public services, especially where they are weaker. And we will give people the resources necessary to enhance the pride that they feel in the place they live. And I read that and I thought, do you know what? We can help you, Michael. So we're going to write a letter to Michael to say, look, last year, you know, we did these powered up networking events and mentoring events, and they were just amazing. So we're going to do at least 50 of them next year and help you with your levelling up agenda. So the letter will be on its way.
Brilliant. So, and that you'll be able to check that out as part of our report. But that is exactly what we're looking to do. It's our Power Up 50 programme. It's going to start in January. We've already got some great support. We're working with KPMG about some research about wider network mentoring and networking, because we're doing a bit of a hybrid of both, really. You know, it's about keeping people's careers on moving forward. So whether it's restarting, kickstarting, enabling, that's what we're trying to do here. And equally, we know from these sessions that we've done that, like you say, Alex, people have found jobs. We've had Bank of New York engaged. They've found some brilliant people through this process as well. So it is literally enabling this stuff to happen. And this week we've had a great note of support from the managing partner of EY as well. So it's great that everyone's coming in to be part of this. So please watch out for the report and watch out for the Power Up program that starts in January. And we've got our first supporter as well in Barclays Technology. So it's exciting, isn't it, Alex? That's something so simple is so impactful.
That's what I love about it. It's really simple. Everyone loves them. The feedback is amazing. But what I like now is it's backed up with evidence and research about the power of mentoring. So KPMG, you know, they're coming out with all kinds of information around what it does to people in terms of productivity, what it does in terms of promotion. and also about pay. You know, people who take part in mentoring tend to have higher pay rises and stuff like that. So, and progress better through the career. So it's really simple. It's really fun, and it actually pays to do it. So there you go.
And that's why we're doing it, because we can. We had the Northern Power Women campaign a few years ago, isn't it? We can, and that's what we're doing. And the thing that I'm most passionate about this is this all came from you. It all came from you as a community wanting to get involved and wanting to do and support others and pay it forward. Our ethos is pay it forward, be generous with your time, make a difference. So please do get involved. Watch the report. Join us virtually for the report on the 7th of December, and then you can head to the Northern Power Women YouTube channel where you can watch it back too. But please do get involved. Please do join in the conversation and pass on your skills and talent. Alex Cousins, thank you as ever, not only for joining me here today, but for pulling this Levelling Up progress report out of the bag. Without you corralling, nudging and encouragement, it wouldn't have happened. So thank you for making the magic happen, as you always do.
Oh, absolutely delighted, Simone. Thank you.
Oh, thank you all for tuning in today, and thank you for everyone who's been part of this journey. Thank you for everyone who gives their time, gets involved, has given people seats at the table, has taken seats at the table, has enabled others to do so. So please tell your friends about our podcast. Reach out to us on socials at North Power Women on Twitter and Northern Power Women on all other social media. Drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you. podcast@northernpowerwomen.com. My name's Simone Roche, and you've been listening to the Northern Power Women Podcast, a What Goes On Media production.